This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Republican National Convention is underway, and once again, like the Democratic Convention of last week, all virtual, all the time. In remarks for the opening night of the Republican National Convention, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says voters should pay attention to what Joe Biden actually says.
This election is about your future, and it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids.
The former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was one of the night's featured speakers.
We face discrimination and hardship, but my parents never gave in to grievance and hate.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. People along the U.S. Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana are under a hurricane watch as Tropical Storm Laura is expected to develop into a hurricane today as it churns north in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters at the U.S.-based National Hurricane Center believe Laura will grow stronger, but the storm's path and intensity is still uncertain. Laura has also prompted storm surge watches for sections of the Gulf Coast in Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. California fire officials are cautiously optimistic after dodging a major lightning storm, but they are pleading with residents to stay out of evacuation zones and prepare for days away from home. Three massive San Francisco Bay Area wildfires raged on Monday, suffocating the region with smoky air. This is VOA News. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers Monday that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. Representative Jim Cooper, a Democrat from Tennessee, asked DeJoy if he felt he was above the law.
I don't agree with the premise. I'm in full compliance with all ethical requirements that I need to have. And
the U.S. Postal Service facing new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. During an exchange with the Representative Jerry Conley of Virginia, DeJoy first denied having contacted the president's campaign team, but later backtracked, saying he has spoken to people that are friends of mine that are associated with the campaign. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Sudan on Tuesday, the top U.S. official to visit the African country since last year's ouster of its autocratic leader, Omar al-Bashir. The Secretary of State's visit on Tuesday is meant to discuss the normalization of ties between Sudan and Israel and also show U.S. support for the country's fragile transition to democracy. Mr. Pompeo is also the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit the African country since 2005, when Condoleezza Rice visited. Pompeo was also to discuss the removal of Sudan from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledged Monday that nine vaccines are being evaluated by its cooperative COVAX facility. The COVAX program was established earlier this year to guarantee equal access to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines. Speaking at his usual briefing at the agency's Geneva headquarters, Mr. Tedros says it makes economic sense to make sure all nations have access to vaccines. He said if only a small number of the richest countries get most of the supply, it would only prolong the pandemic. The WHO chief urged other nations who are not participating to join COVAX. More resources and more vaccines are needed, he said, to meet the goal of having at least 2 billion doses of safe, effective vaccines by the end of 2021. There are more than 811,000 deaths related to COVID-19 globally, while the U.S. has the highest number of deaths. Brazil is not far behind, with those two countries being the only ones over 100,000 or even near that figure. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.